Good morning. Baruch Hashem, we were zeichet to finish the first Masechta in Seder Zroim yesterday. We finished Brachas yesterday. We begin this morning with Maseches Peah. Now, this Masechta is called Maseches Peah because it's the first thing which is spoken about in the Parak. But the truth is, this Masechta deals with all the Matnos Aniyim that come from the fields. And there are several different Matnos Aniyim gifts that go to the poor people, which are required at the time the person harvests his field, and he has to leave some things behind for the needy. Now, a list of those are Leket, Shikcha, and Peah. We're going to go through every one of them in great detail. But Leket basically are the little, I guess, ears that fall down as you are harvesting. Shikcha is if you forget a whole bundle. And then Peah is that while a person's harvesting, you're supposed to leave over the edge, the corner of his field, for the aniyim. Besides for that, when it comes to a vineyard, there are other halachas of peret and ololos, the different types of grapes that should be left over. We're going to get into the details of all these things as the Masechta progresses. And on top of that is also what's known as Maaser Ani. Maaser Ani is the way a person separates the different tithings from his field, is he starts off with Truma, and then which goes to the Kohen. There's Maaser Rishon, which goes to the Levi, and then there's an alternation between Maaser Ani and Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni happens most years, every third year. In other words, the third and sixth year of every Shemitah cycle is known as the Maaser Ani year. That year, he has to, instead of giving Maaser Sheni, he has one extra tithing that he gives to the poor people. So the Mishnah, the Masechta, starts off with a very famous Mishnah, a Mishnah that we all say every single day. And, you know, the interesting thing is, when you say Mishnah every single day, sometimes becomes so part of your davening that you don't even really realize what you're saying, especially since many of us start saying it at such a young age. So it just becomes something which we kind of rattle off. We don't have the time to actually focus on what the words of the Mishnah are. The first Mishnah, we say every morning, Elu Devarim She'en Lahem Shir, the following are things that do not have any limit to them. And the reason, obviously, why this Mishnah appears here is because the first thing on the list is Hapeya, which is Hapeya. Now, it's important to note that although the Mishnah is writing that these things do not have any required amount that a person needs to give for the following items, that is all talking from a biblical sense, that a person does not have a specific amount that he needs to give. But midrabanan, rabbinically, there is a shear that was designated for all these things. So the first thing is payah. A person leaves over the corner of his field as he's harvesting the rest of the produce. He is supposed to leave over the corner. Midai Raisa, there is no specific amount that he needs to leave over. It can be any amount. Vabikurim, bikurim are the first fruits that grow from a tree. In the season, he takes those fruits up in a silver platter to the Beis HaMikdash and gives it to the Kohanim. So that also, there is no shear. A person can give as much or as little as he wants. Vahar Re'ayon. Re'ayon literally comes from the word re'ia, to see. That is, when a person, there's a chiyah for a person at the time that the Beis Hamikdash stands, for a person to be ola regal, to go three times a year by the different regalim to the Beis Hamikdash. At that time, there are karbanos that are brought, and he's supposed to show up. He's supposed to show up to the Beis Hamikdash. It says, Shalosh pa'amim bashana yiro'eh kol zechorcha espnei Hashem alokecha. So he should physically show up there. And at the time that he shows up, that he appears in the Beis HaMikdash v'lo yiro'eh panei rekim, he should not come empty-handed, he should bring karbanas. So again, there is no shear, there's no limit, there's no minimum, there's no maximum how much a person needs to bring at that time. Anything he brings is good. Midei reisu. Gmilas chasadam, kindness, giving to others. As well, there's no shear. Any amount that a person could do or is able to do, it all fits within the mitzvah of Gmilas Chesed, Mekayim the mitzvah, even with the smallest act of kindness. V'talmud Torah, and Talmud Torah has no shear. A person does not have to stop learning at any point in time. And again, any minimal amount of learning is considered Talmud Torah, and there's no maximum, there's no minimum. Elu Dvarim She'Adam Ochel Peres Yom B'Olam Hazeh, the following things a person will eat, will benefit from its fruits ba'olam hazeh in this world, ba'karen kayam eslo l'olam haba, and he will reap the benefits from it as well in olam haba. What is this kibud av ve'em? Kibud av ve'em starts, you know, obviously honoring one's parents. So what is the what does he benefit from it in this world? What does he benefit in the world to come? The pasuk says, "Kabed esavicha v'asimecha l'man yarichun yomecha u'l'man yitav l'cha." He will have extended years of life. Honoring one's parents gives him longevity, and on top of that, it says l'man yitav l'cha. And the Gemara darshins that yitav l'cha refers to benefiting l'olam haba. So he will have benefit both in this world and in the next world. Gemilas chasadim, again, gemilas chasadim is something which it says, the pasuk in Mishlei says, "Rodif tzedakah v'chesed yimtze chayim, tzedakah v'kavod." So again, that refers to the different benefits he will reap from it, both in this world and in the world to come. V'havas shalom enod melchaveroi. Additionally, something where someone will benefit both in this world and in the world to come is bringing shalom, making peace between people. V'tam haTorah k'neged kulam. V'tam haTorah has the benefit of everything, has the benefit of Olam Haza and Olam Haba. We continue with Mishnah Beis. This is already getting into the sphere of rabbinic obligations, and it says, "Ein pochasin lepeah mishishim." A person should not leave over anything less than 1/60th when it comes to peah. So as much as we said there's no shear, there is no limit, and there is no maximum that a person can or should give, a person can leave over anything, there's no minimum, no maximum. Nevertheless, midrabbanan, a person should not leave over anything less than 1/60th of his field. Even though we said that there's no shear, nevertheless, a person should not leave over anything less than 1/60th. Then the Mishnah continues, Mishnah writes that really the truth is, the shear of 1/60th is not an ironclad rule of 1/60th, it really depends on what is going on. If the person has a tremendous field, leaving over 1/60th would be leaving over a full acre. But there aren't that many aniyim around, so not necessarily does he have to leave that much. And again, Mishnah is really saying the other way as well. If a person has a very large field and he could leave over 1/30th, and it still won't be the biggest loss for him because it's a tremendous amount that he's leaving over, and there are a lot of aniyim, a lot of people who can benefit from it. Lefi rov ha'anava, the Mishnah is not clear exactly what it means. There are several different pirushim in the Rishonim. Some understand the word means anava, means the anios, the amount, the level of poverty. Some understand that it depends on the person who's giving the field, who's giving the payah. But ultimately, it really depends on the demographics and everything which stands around at the time the person leaving his payah. How much does he have? How much of a need is there? How much of an effect will it have on him? And that is how a person should make his calculation. We'll stop here. Have a wonderful day.